بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ما جلس قوم مجلسا لم يذكروا الله تعالى فيه ولم يصلوا على نبيهم فيه إلا كان عليهم ترى، فإن شاء عذبهم وإن شاء غفر لهم. رواه الترمذي. قال حديث حسن. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسالة المسنجر الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when any people sit in assembly without engaging in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein, and without sending salutations to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam therein, and then this assembly will most certainly be a shortcoming against them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will punish them, and if He wills, He will forgive them. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, when any people sit in assembly, in a majlis, in a gathering, without engaging in the remembrance of Allah, zikrullah, therein, and without sending salutations to their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam, then the assembly, then the majlis, and without Allah's mention in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, it will most certainly be a shortcoming against them. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He will punish them, and if He wills, He will forgive them. And the other hadith, إِلَّا قَامُوا مِثْلِ جِيفَةِ حِمَارِ, like, you know, if they're engaging in the remembrance, then the most certainly get like dead donkeys. And in here, it will be against them. عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَى عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَى كُلُّ كَلَامِ ابْنِ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ لَا لَهُ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. All the speeches of Ibn Adam, كُلُّ كَلَامِ ابْنِ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ, against him, لَا لَهُ, not for him, إِلَّا, but ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ, remembrance of Allah. So obviously any gathering without remembrance of Allah, as Shaykh Abdul Qadir Raipuri, as Mawlana Abdul Qadir Raipuri, Nawallahu Qudus, used to say, ایک لمحہ کے لیے بھی اللہ کے ذکر سے غفلت اکبر الکبائر. To be one second neglectful from the remembrance of Allah is اکبر الکبائر, is the greatest of sins. Why? A believer, how can he forget his creator? If somebody who has done ihsan upon you, how do you forget your mom and dad? Sometimes we don't phone them after 2-3 days and they complain. Yeah, they should complain. They don't need to phone us, we need to phone them. We need to do their khidmat. How much ihsan? But what is mom and dad's ihsan compared to Allah's ihsan? So how can you forget the one who has done so much ihsan upon you, every single breath with Allahu? That's why Rasulullah says, when he used to come out of the washroom, he used to say, oh, faranak, Allah, I ask forgiveness from you. Why? Why is Rasulullah saying forgiveness? What's wrong with going to the washroom? What sin do you do? What sin do you do when you go to washroom? Rasulullah has never done sin, but to even teach us. Because only you could do khiyalat, and alhamdulillah, this ummah is not upon, well, somebody could do some other nonsense too, but this ummah will not be held upon khiyalat. But what did Rasulullah do? The ulama, they say some meanings. And one meaning is, Rasulullah used to do zikr so much, that Allah's name is a person when he's going for the call of nature, when he's going to the washroom, he should not take Allah's name. He should not take Allah's name. But a person who all his life, every breath, Allahu, Allahu, that's Sufiya Kiram, they practice this to such extent. It's not be that. This is the most important thing ever. It's naturally. Allahu, la ilaha illallah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu. So the zikr all the time. So sometimes by mistake a person does zikr in the washroom. So Allah forgive me, your name is too great for me to take in the washroom. So a person should do zikr all the time. Allah enable us to have the tongue of zikr, the heart of zikr. Allah make us true dhakireen, wa dhakireen Allah kathiran wa dhakirat, an abundant zikr. So Allah make every majlis for us, not against us.